We live in a day and age where many people crave citizenship of a particular country. Because being in another country, if the country is managed well, can cause your entire life to be redefined. When you become a child of God, as much as we are on earth, where is our real citizenship? And how are we supposed to live our lives so that we can live so effectively here, drawing from our home country? Everybody born in Christ, you are registered in Zion's registry. So when you come into Christ, you are actually a citizen of a country. This is where we find ourselves spiritually. So you on earth must have this consciousness that you are a citizen of a country, which must become very real to you. And what's the name of that country? That country is called heaven.
Now, your word in season.
Last week, we saw some beautiful things. We saw the components of kingdoms. And the kingdom of God also has those components, okay? I will spend time to get into those components one by one so that we can understand the components of our heavenly kingdom so that we can function well. But today, I'm bringing to your mind some few things, then we can be out of here, all right? Now, when you are born again, when you confess the Lordship of Jesus, what happens is that you are translated. You see, you are moved from one kingdom to the other. You are actually born in a kingdom, all right? But there is actually a spiritual translation that took place. You came from death to life, and you moved from the power of darkness into the kingdom of God's dear Son. Colossians 1:13. Let's read verse 12 and verse 13. The verse 12 says, giving thanks unto the Father, which had made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. Verse 13, then he says, who had delivered us from the power of darkness. Somebody say, power of darkness. He says, and had translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. So once you come into Christ, you are in a kingdom. And we must understand how the kingdom functions. All right? Amen. Now, the reality of being in a kingdom is so important. Because if you don't have that consciousness, you will operate in this world as if you are a nobody, but you are actually a king who hails from a kingdom. And you are here on earth for a period of time representing the kingdom from which you hail from. Okay? Is somebody listening to me at all? Beautiful. Now, you see, the Pharisees looked at Jesus and said he was casting out devils with the prince of devils, Beelzebub. Then Jesus looked at them and said something. He said, when a kingdom is divided against itself, it shall not stand. So he acknowledged that Satan has a kingdom. So here he says he translated, he delivered us from the power of darkness. So everybody on earth, if he doesn't know Christ, is under the influence or the governing influence of the kingdom of darkness. Then Jesus said, but if I cast out that devil by the finger of God, then he says, then the kingdom of God is come upon you. So Jesus was saying, the moment you see certain things, if it was not from the kingdom of Satan, then it is from the kingdom of God. Is somebody listening at all? A kingdom. Get back. Go back to verse number 23. I think we can appreciate it. And all the people were amazed and said, is not this the son of David? The next verse. But when the Pharisees heard it, they said, this fellow doeth not cast out devils, but by Beelzebub, the prince of the devils. And Jesus knew their thoughts and said unto them, Every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation, and every city or house divided against itself shall not stand. And if Satan cast out Satan, he is divided against himself. How shall then his kingdom stand? So Jesus acknowledges that Satan has a kingdom. Then go on. And if I, by Beelzebub, cast out devils, by whom do your children cast them out? Therefore they shall be your judges. Verse 28. But if I cast out devils by the Spirit of God, then the kingdom of God is come unto you. So you see, they were talking about casting out devils. That means power. Showing for power. And Jesus didn't say Satan has no power. He said he has power. For kingdoms are established on authority. So he says, Satan has a kingdom. But a greater than he has come. So, unless you are standing well in the kingdom of God, don't be saying Satan has no power, Satan has no power. Satan has power. Satan has power. What did he say in the Colossians? He said he has delivered us from the power of darkness. You think people like doing wrong things? Nobody really likes doing wrong things. So some power. When we talk power, we talk about influence. It's holding them, moving them. Or you think a man wants to kill his own brother? A force is moving him. I hope you are getting the point. But then he says, the moment you believed in Christ, he has translated us. He delivered us first from the power of darkness and had translated us into the kingdom of his dear son. Are you getting the point? Then he says, if this power you have seen me demonstrate is by the Spirit of God, then the kingdom of God is come upon you. Somebody shout, I belong to the kingdom. Beautiful. So if somebody doesn't stand well in the kingdom of God and he's saying Satan has no power, you tell him, look, brother, chill. Jesus himself said it, that Satan has a kingdom. I hope you are getting the point. But then when a stronger than he comes, that's why Jesus has come to deliver you. So if you don't accept Jesus and you continue to brag that Satan has no power, later you'll find out. The only way you escape the power and the influence of Satan is to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Is somebody listening at all? Hallelujah. Satan. We are not here to talk about Satan. Praise God. But today, just a clear difference from the Word of God. Because of time, then we are out of here. I want to just, by the Spirit, show us what's the difference between the kingdom of God and the kingdom of heaven. Because when you read the scriptures, you see those two expressions, the kingdom of God and the kingdom of heaven. And I believe this will help us in our operations on earth. Amen. The kingdom of God and the kingdom of heaven. Now, last week I told you that one component of kingdoms is that every kingdom has a territory. How many of you remember that? Territory, okay? So now, God is king. Why is he king? He created all things. What is his territory? Or what is the span of his territory? The whole universe. The whole universe. All right? I hope you know something about the universe. They tell us about the galaxies, right? The planets, right? Hey! Somebody, you are here in church. Respond to me, please. The solar systems, the whole of the universe, the expanse of the universe, he created it, and it is his territory. Now, his kingdom has his seat in the heavens of the, in the heaven of the heavens. So the Word of God shows us that there is not just one heaven. There are heavens. And he says, God, he is in the heaven of the heavens. All right? So that is his the seat of his government. Come on. Like Ghana, where is the seat of government? Accra. All right? Accra. The Jubilee House. All right? That's the seat of government. God, the universe, is his territory. The seat of his government is the heaven. Behold, the heaven, and the heaven of heavens is the Lord's, thy God. And the earth also, with all that therein is, the heaven of the heavens. So today we won't discuss the various tiers of the heavens. Later we'll discuss that. But I want you to see this detail. Somebody say tiers. Have you seen a wedding cake before?
Yes.
You know, wedding cake, sometimes you see the wedding cake is 15. Or 5. So 5 tiers. You see that the very top. So you realize that the tiers, the levels, there are 5 cakes. So they are in tiers. The heavens are in tiers. And the highest, the heaven of the heavens is his seat, the governing seat. All right? Now, so the whole of his reign and his territory is the kingdom of God. But then at a point, he decided to focus on one planet called Earth. He may have other focuses, but that is not revealed to us. What is revealed to us is that at a point he focused, he gave attention to this planet called Earth. Why? Because he wanted to do colonization. I'm preaching it. Listen to it. Then we'll read some few scriptures. He wanted to extend his reign, okay, though the whole kingdom belongs to him. But he zoomed in into one particular planet called the Earth because he wanted to create a special condition so that he can bring his image and his likeness to share in his reign. I hope you are following. All right. So he focused on the Earth. Then when he focused on the Earth, he recreated the Earth into the right conditions that his image and his likeness called man can reside there. Then he created man in his own image and after his likeness. Then he placed man on the Earth. So, Earth was extension of his reign. But who was going to reign on the Earth? The man that he had created in his image and after his likeness. Is somebody listening? Okay. So the operation, if he resides in the heaven of heavens, and that is the seat of his government, if he extends his reign, somebody say reign. The word kingdom simply means reign. It means rule. Okay? It means royalty. So the moment you hear kingdom is the reign of a king, his domain. Am I communicating? So, if he is in the heavens of heavens and that is where his seat is, and the reign comes to a place, what would it be called? This is the reign which comes from heaven. But the whole of the universe is his kingdom. Am I communicating? I wish I were writing, but you'll get it. So the kingdom of God is the whole of God's universe put together. The kingdom of God is the whole of God's universe and everything in it, right? The kingdom of heaven is the extension of the rule of heaven on this territory called Earth. I hope you are getting it. So you will realize that in the scripture, as much as you may think they are used interchangeably, there's a technicality. So in the book of Matthew, the whole book of Matthew, you see that expression. the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of heaven. What is he saying? The rule from the seat of government. Where is the seat of government? 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 So when the rule, so for example, in Ghana, we practice the decentralization system, right? So when you go to any, for example, when you go to Kumasi Metropolitan Assembly, we are in Kumasi, there is a Metropolitan Chief Executive there, all right? So the rule or the reign of this present government in this territory, you will see it. Let me even use regional coordinating council. There's a regional minister. So if you want to see the rule of the president in this territory, the rule of Accra, the reign of Accra is situated here in Kumasi at the regional. I think I'm explaining myself too much. I know you get it. So the kingdom of heaven simply means the reign of God, the God who sits in heaven, which is his headquarters. His reign in a particular place is called the kingdom of heaven. That means there can be the kingdom of heaven in your workplace. Who will take it there? Who carries the reign of this king we cannot see to a place? His children. Who was supposed to be reigning on earth? His name was Adam, right? So he gave Adam dominion. It's the same word for kingdom. So the earth was supposed to be ruled by Adam with his governing authority from the headquarters. Is that clear? Good. So simply put, kingdom of God, the whole of the universe. The expression kingdom of heaven, the rule of this king who has his seat in the heavens of heavens, his rule in every place is called the kingdom of heaven. All right? All right? So I'm going to give you just three things. Have you understood what I just explained? Does it make sense? Because of time, I can't read everything. I mean, we have to. Every kingdom has citizenry. So now, who are we? We have been translated from the power of darkness into the kingdom of his dear son. So now we exist in the kingdom of God. Right? But we operate in the kingdom of heaven. Let me say it again. We exist in the kingdom, but we operate in the kingdom of heaven. Why? Because we find ourselves on earth. This is not the seat of government. This is a territory where the rule of the kingdom is extended, concentrated. All right? Beautiful. So when Jesus came, you will hear him say, the kingdom of heaven is like, or is likened unto, the kingdom of heaven is likened unto, so as kingdom citizens who find ourselves on earth. Remember, he didn't want us to be taken out. When he was teaching his disciples prayer, what did he say? Our Father, hallowed be thy kingdom come. Thy will, as it is. So who will ensure the will of the king in the heaven of heavens will be done here on earth? The kingdom citizens. The kingdom citizens. So did I hear them say we shouldn't go into politics? How the will of God be done there? Did I hear them say we shouldn't go into entertainment? How the will of God be done there? Where shouldn't we go? Business. How the will of God be done there? And please, for your information, our government is not waiting for us to come there. What are you going to do there? The fact is that, listen carefully, listen. Heaven is in tears. You can all Ghanaians live in Flagstaff House? I think still you are not getting it. You are not getting it. Are you getting it? So where's the best place God wants you? I'm asking you a question. Answer me. Where is the best place God wants you? I said, now, Pastor, you see, all men die. When you die, you go to heaven. I have news for you. Death. Death is a malfunction. Death is a malfunction. You see, when you buy a computer, you don't buy virus. But as you are working, virus can infest your machine. Then, as a good software developer, he had antivirus to fight the virus and whatever it brought. Sin was the virus, and the virus brought death. Jesus came to die to deal with sin. If he has dealt with sin and death was a result of sin, has he not dealt with death? But the issue is that Adam's lease must run out. A day is coming. There will be no more death. So death is a malfunction. That's why the word of God says in 1 Corinthians 15, he says the last enemy that shall be destroyed is death. In Revelation, what does he say? He says, Jesus, he has the keys to hell and death. That means he's taking it from the devil. He says, okay, now let me come back. Talk about kingdom. The best place he wants you is not away from here. You want to go to headquarters? That's why in the book of Revelation, he talks to us about the new heaven and the new earth. What will be happening at that time? Take what you are doing on this earth well, because it will guarantee a place for you in the new one. I dare to say some people won't have property in the new one. Let me drop that. That's not my focus. Let me just focus on this. 5 minutes, I close. So, the kingdom of heaven is here. Because we cannot see the heavens of heavens, which is the seat, Jesus came to paint a picture how the kingdom functions. So you say, the kingdom of God is likened unto, the kingdom of God is likened, the kingdom of heaven is likened unto, the kingdom of heaven is likened unto, the kingdom of heaven is likened unto, to show citizens how to operate here. So if I get into a place, I am an ambassador. I thought you would say something. Ambassador of which kingdom? The kingdom of heaven, right? The kingdom that has come from heaven. Hello? So in your workplace, you are an ambassador. Huh? In every field, we are ambassadors. Am I communicating? It doesn't matter how small you think you are. When the kingdom... Now let me read you 3 parables. Jesus always spoke in parables. What is a parable? Adage. An adage, a proverb. A hidden... Using proverbs to speak. But you are actually talking about a real place, all right? So how does the kingdom of heaven function here? The kingdom of heaven can be likened unto just maybe 2 because of time. Then we are out of here, all right? Hallelujah. Matthew 13. Because of time, I hope you have been blessed. At least something small. Matthew 13, 31 and 32. Quickly. Listen to this. Another parable put he forth unto them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is like to a grain of mustard seed, which a man took and sowed in his field. Verse 32. Which indeed is the least of all seeds, but when it is grown, it is the greatest among herbs, and becometh a tree, so that the birds of the air come and lodge in the branches thereof. So let's read it reverse. That means the kingdom of heaven must be taken by a man to sow. Please, are you a man? Oh, you are not a man. Right now, you have stopped being a man. Then he says, the branches, when that seed is sown, it will grow to become the biggest herb. And it will shoot forth branches, and birds of the air come and lodge in the branches thereof. That means anybody who operates the kingdom of heaven, when you get into a place, you may be tiny as the mustard seed. But the seed has the potential of becoming the biggest tree. That is why I believe that I'm raising leaders. You cannot know this and take over. I'm not take over. Once you know this, you will be surprised. The birds of the air represent humans. The other species, you will realize that they will find comfort under your shade. So, Jesus wants to reign everywhere. But the only way he will reign is when a man, because if it is the kingdom of heaven, that is likened unto, please go back to the verse 31. The kingdom of heaven is like a grain of mustard seed, the smallest. Huh? Hello? The what? The smallest. Small. But it has the ability to take over. Your Excellency, you've not seen anything yet. It may be small. Oh, come on. Which a man took and sowed it in where? His field. What is your field? Which field are you? You are not minding me. It's a question I want you to answer. Or you think I'm just preaching? His field. Please, answer me. Where is your field? My God, let's share the grace. What is your field? Where is your field? You don't have a field. When we close, let me give you a field. Every man must have a field. Is it his field? Then this man, if he has access to the seed of the kingdom, that means he is a citizen of the kingdom. Because until you are a citizen of the kingdom, you don't have the seeds of the kingdom. So, am I communicating? Yes. So now that you have the seed of the kingdom, you sow it in your field. Am I communicating? He says, the kingdom will grow to a big tree. Then it will have branches. The many birds will come and lodge under it. That means wherever the kingdom goes, it takes over. And who will carry the kingdom there? It's you. Still, you are not minding me. Somebody say, we are taking over. You didn't hear. I didn't hear you. We are taking over. Why are we taking over? We have a mindset. Kingdom citizens with the kingdom. Where is it? One time, they were talking, looking for the kingdom. They asked Jesus, give us a sign from him. He said, no. When somebody come and tell you that the kingdom is here or the kingdom is there or the kingdom is there, don't believe them. The kingdom is in your heart. So all the kingdom citizens, citizens of the kingdom of heaven, we are carrying the kingdom, the seeds of the kingdom in our heart. Hey, so wherever I go, the kingdom goes. And when I get there, I'm to take over. I am there to take over. I think you don't like it. Tell somebody you are going to take over. Tell somebody the kingdom of heaven through you will take over that territory. Your field, in your field. The kingdom of heaven will take over where you find yourself. Tell somebody you are carrying the seed of the kingdom of heaven. Tell somebody God wants to be glorified in that space you find yourself. Tell somebody God wants to be glorified. Tell somebody God wants to reign in the place you find yourself. Therefore, know what you are carrying. You are carrying the seed of the kingdom of heaven, and you will rule in your generation. Somebody shout a living amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Let me round up today. I finished. Yeah. But I know you've gotten it. You've gotten it. You've gotten it. Amen. Walk with this mindset this week. When you get to your workplace, can you imagine an ambassador of a nation behaving anyhow? Those of you that behave anyhow, you talk anyhow, you dress anyhow. When things are handed to you, you do it anyhow. You see, you are the one bringing disgrace to the kingdom of heaven. As for the kingdom of God, it's very big. Are you getting the point?
Yes, sir.
But then its operation in the earth depends on you. Get to work this week with this mindset. There are some of you, your room is crying. Everything about your life is scattered. It's not a good sign. It's not a good sign. It's not a good sign. Some of you, the place you work, nothing progresses because you are the main problem causer in that place. A carrier of the kingdom of heaven. How? Ask somebody how.
How?
A carrier of the kingdom of heaven. You are carrying the class. Your results are not good at all. The potential you carry is greater than you think. It is not just human potential. You are actually carrying the kingdom, the influence, the rule. Huh? Should I close? No, let me close. Or maybe I should read you just one more. No, just one more. We read to verse 33. Let's just read verse 33. Last scripture, Yapon. 33. Another parable spake he unto them. The kingdom of heaven is like unto leaven. Say yeast. Say yeast. Which a woman took and hid in 3 measures of meal till the whole was leavened. If you don't want us to take over, don't employ us. Because we are like yeast. If we come in there, glory to God. Listen to me, listen. If you can imbibe these things, if you can imbibe them, keep them in your heart. Keep them in your heart. Today you may not look like anything. You just keep swallowing them. Keep swallowing and accept them and confess them. Listen to me, listen to me. Your heart. It's your heart that carries treasures. Jesus said, when the sower went forth to sow, he said the seed that he was sowing was the word of the kingdom. So as I am preaching to you like this, the words, keep keeping them here. Listen to me. Keep storing them. Don't let anything take it away from you. Keep meditating. Keep confessing it. A day is coming. like the living. You enter into any place and you mean business. When you have understood the kingdom and you came with the kingdom, you are like living. If you even place a small amount in dough, it will fill the whole dough. I prophesy over your life. You are a person of influence. Wherever you find yourself, you will not be the least. If even you went there as the least, because you are carrying the kingdom, and he has shown us the kingdom of heaven and what it can be likened unto, I see you coming to the top. I see you becoming the main person there. I see God being glorified through your life. I see your generation celebrating in your light in the name of the Lord Jesus. If they said you will not amount to anything, I came to talk to you because you understand who you are as the citizen of a heavenly kingdom. Wherever you go to, you take the kingdom there. I tell you, your life will be beautiful, irrespective of what is happening now. All that is important is that you retain the word. Retain the word in your heart. Retain the word in your heart. Retain the word in your heart. You are like a mustard seed. You may be the smallest, but I tell you, give yourself some few years, you will become the mighty tree whose branches will spread forth, and the birds of the kingdom, the birds of the earth, the people of the earth, the systems of the earth will depend on you for survival. You may be considered as someone who doesn't even have any influence, but if you can keep the word of the kingdom, you are like a living, you are like yeast. Very soon you would multiply, you will infiltrate, you will dominate, you will take over in the name of Jesus, and the kingdom of heaven will be seen through you in the name of Jesus. Jesus will be glorified in your life. Oh, I said Jesus will be glorified in your life. Jesus will be glorified in your life. Jesus will be glorified in your life. Our King Jesus will be glorified in your life. Our King Jesus will be glorified in your life. Do not belittle yourself anymore. Don't look down on yourself anymore. Know who you are. Know where you are. Know what you carry. Know you are made for the top. You are a person of influence. It may not be today, but if you can keep it, a day is coming. Nothing can stop you. Somebody shout, I believe it. 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 So if it is a company, if it's a business, start it small and have the mindset of the kingdom and see how it will grow. If it is something that you consider very little, as a mustard seed, it has the ability to grow and fill every place. Are you listening to me? Shout, I know who I am. That's right. That's right. That's right. Because of time, let's end it. I want you to close your eyes at this moment. If you are here and you don't know Jesus, that's where we begin. You have not given your life to Christ. That means you are still under the influence of darkness. And you are not yet under the influence of the kingdom of heaven. But if you want to say, Jesus, come into my heart and be the Lord of my life, this is the time. This is the time. This is the time. This is the time. If you are like that, you put your left hand on your chest, lift your right hand, and I want to lead you to Christ, the King of Kings, so that you would come into the kingdom and be a child of the King and function in the kingdom of heaven. Maybe you are online, you want to receive Jesus. If you are like that, you pull your left hand on your chest, lift up your right, and I'll lead you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. If you are like that, say this after me. Lord Jesus, I confess your lordship over my life. I believe you came to die for me, and on the third day, you are raised back to life. I believe that you are the King. I believe that I am saved. From this day forth, I belong to the kingdom of heaven. I am a child of God. Thank you for saving me, Lord, even in Jesus' name. Lord, I pray for everyone that has committed their hearts to you, that you keep them by your Spirit. They will not be lost. They will be planted and grow to become mighty trees of righteousness that will bear fruit unto you, even in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now I pray for anyone that is sick. If you are sick in any part of your body, I curse sickness. The kingdom of God is not in word only, but in power. I curse sickness. I curse disease and infirmities. And I command healing in your bodies, from the top of your head to the soles of your feet, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now I address whatever concerns your life, whether it's your academics, whether it's your job, your career path. I speak to it. Let it respond to the word of the King. I command turnarounds. I command turnarounds in the name of the Lord Jesus. And I speak forth peace and prosperity into every life in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You are blessed. You are blessed, even in Jesus' name. And let all who believe shout a living amen. God bless you. Kindly take your seats, people of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Lord. God bless you for joining in today's broadcast. If you want to give your heart to Christ, I want you to make this confession heartily after me. Say, dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for your word. I believe in my heart that you died on the cross, and on the third day you were raised back to life, and you are alive. I confess your lordship over my life. From this day, my name is kept in the book of life. Thank you for saving me, even in Jesus' name. Amen. If you said this confession, you're a child of God, and I want you to find a Bible-believing church and be planted in it. Or you can join us in the Shepherd Stream Church, and you will grow to become a great tree of righteousness that will bear fruit to the glory of God. God bless you. Shalom, shalom.
Thank you for listening to The Shepherd's Voice with my Pastor Christian. We believe you've been refreshed by The Shepherd's Stream for a glorious living in Christ Jesus. You can get the messages of the man of God, Pastor Christian, on Telegram, Facebook, YouTube, podcast, or podcast addit, all at My Pastor Christian or Shepherd's Stream Church. For further inquiries, prayer, or pastoral counseling, messages, and the books of Pastor Christian, please call our helpline on +233 540 953 015 or +233 558 863 287, or visit our international office at Edum opposite the GRA office, Kumasi. We also have the pleasure to invite you to join us in our glorious celebration services this and every Sunday at the Fresh Oil Assembly, Kumasi City Church, KCC, in the Senate Conference Room, Edum, on the Hyper Road, from 10 a.m. to 12 noon. You can also join in our services via YouTube Live at Pastor Godfrey Christian Apiafe. Come, pray, be seated, and experience the glory of God. God bless you. Shalom, shalom.